Envisioning me. Prayer formation. Lord, we know that our identity is in you. But the world is constantly trying to tell us who we should be, how we should act, what we're supposed to do, that it's overwhelming and confusing, and we can so easily lose sight of who you have called us to be and who we deeply long to be. Help us to push past all of the pressures and roles and expectations and standards and focus only on you, on becoming more like you through the unique personalities and gifts and talents and callings that you have given each one of us. Come sit with us, Lord, as we work to reconnect with who you've called us to be, who you've designed us to become, as we envision our future and re-envision ourselves. In your name. Take a seat in a chair or cross-legged on the floor. Take a deep breath in and release it. Let all tension in your body go. Take in another big, deep breath. Hold it for a moment and then slowly release it. Move through each part of your body, letting all stress and tension float away. From your head to your neck, relax your shoulders, your back, your arms and hands, your torso. Release tension in your hips, in your thighs, in your knees, your calves, your ankles, and feet. Take in one more big, deep breath and let it out. Take a big, deep, brave breath in. And remember all the stories about yourself and the words that you've said over yourself that you've dug up through this course. Those stories no longer define you and no longer have any power over you. Keep breathing in, and each time you release the breath, release those stories and those words, like you're cleansing yourself from the inside out, cleaning out your heart. Now I want you to imagine that your heart is a bright, white, glowing ball. It's been cleansed and cleaned out of all that gunk that's built up over the years. And it's full of hope, expectation, excitement, and possibility. Now it's time to fill it with good and wonderful truths about who you really are from the Word of God. Focus for a moment on how loved you are. Tap into that excitement in your heart and let your mind open and run wide and free. And think about the woman that you want to be. It seems so scary sometimes to tap into, but our deepest desires for ourselves, if they're in line with the Word of God, can be the clues to our deepest calling. If you want to ask yourself what you want to do, you can consider that too. But I want you to mostly focus on who do you want to be? Do you want to be fearless and boldly proclaim the gospel? Be at ease in all situations? Do you want to be playful and even mischievous and have a life that's full of laughter and delight and bringing joy to others? Do you want to be open, vulnerable in your intimate relationships, full of love for those around you, and having the grace and the inner strength to heal their wounds and guide them to the truth? Who do you want to be? Imagine that woman. keeping this image of an incredibly godly and Christ-centered woman before you, ask yourself, how would she act? How would she speak? Who would she be close friends with? How would she honor her body? How would she dress? How would she be open to love? What boundaries would she have? Reflect on how this woman would behave in the world based on who she deeply is. Most fun part. Take this vision of you and inject all of your loves, your favorite hobbies, your little quirks, your preferences, the things you love to do, the places you long to visit, your favorite books and music, how you love to spend your time. Bring back in all those pure pleasures that delight you, and fill your days with joy and laughter and excitement. Now combine those loves with this powerful woman you envision yourself to be, and focus on that. Imagine how she would go through an entire day. Take your time and reflect on these questions and this image again and again. And each day and each week, slowly tweak some of your behaviors, some of your attitudes, some of your self-talk, and some of the ways you dress and live and go through the world until you wake up one morning and realize that you have stepped into the woman you were born to become. In Christ's name, amen.